This is Evangelist George McTyre of the Word of God Ministry, and I want to give you a little heads up on something here. At the start of the lesson here, I will be mentioning two different dates. One will be the date that the message was first published, and the second date will be the date that the message was transcribed, if you will, to audio. The reason why I'm giving you the dates is because during the reading of this message, I might make mention of some people, places, things, or events that were relevant at the time that the message was first published, which may or may not be relevant for today. And if that is the case, if I can remember, I'll try to give you a heads up on it. However, let me say this. When it comes down to the Word of God, His word is always relevant yesterday, today, and forever. It never ceases to be relevant. And those of you that are exposed to it would do well to take heed to it and to adjust your lives accordingly. The message for this session is a message that was first published back in the month of December of the year 2005. And it's being put on audio in the month of February of the year 2025. And our subject scripture is taken from the book of James, chapter number 1 and verse number 17. If you have the scripture available, you will find these words recorded. It says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. The title for the message, A Discussion of Gifts. Here we are, counting down the days to the biggest day of the year for just about everyone, for giving gifts. In case you were born yesterday, I am referring to Christmas. During this season, the season of giving gifts, many of us fail to remember the main reason for the season, and perhaps the greatest gift of them all that God has given us, and that is His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Now, I don't mean to ignore the meaning of this holiday season, but I want to look at another type of gift that God, in all His wisdom and mercy, has given and continues to give us. The reason for this is that there is a huge misconception as to just what God gives us and what the enemy gives us. And because of this misconception, God is, in many instances, praised or blamed for things that happened as a result of what happens to the recipients of those so-called God-given gifts. The way the world looks at it is, if they get anything that makes life appear better to them, even for a minute, they will give God the praise. And truly, all good things that come to us do come from God. However, the perception of just exactly what is good for an individual is another matter. For what might be good for one person could be a disaster for someone else. Therefore, if God knows everything and He loves us and wants only good things for us, as evidenced by what He did for us, so that we would have a right to eternity in heaven with Him, don't you think that anything bad that happens to us as a result of something that He gave us is totally out of character for Him? Of course it is. If you look at the subject scripture, it gives you a specific idea of just what it is that God gives us in the way of gifts. First, it says, every good gift. Now, a good gift from God is a gift that truly will be a blessing to its recipient. It will provide a means for him to prosper and achieve great things. It will cause him to realize that truly God is good and a provider of things that the recipient needs to be a blessing to not only himself, but his family and those that know him. And most of all, it will cause him to glorify God. Whatever the case may be, all things are going to result in a positive outcome. There are no dark consequences associated with it. Yet, if we look at what many people consider as being from God, we see that once they receive it, they tend to have all types of problems with it. It tends to bless them for a short while, then they begin to go downhill. It takes them to the lower dregs of societal relationships. It causes problems for them and may even destroy them. Now, if you look at the second part of that scripture, it says every perfect gift. So, in reality, everything that God gives us becomes a total blessing with no dark consequences attached to it. Let's look at a few examples of what I am talking about. It is a natural thing, if you ever need one, to want a spouse. After all, if you want to have a family the way God designed it, then you would have to start out with a spouse. Now, I know some people that have prayed for a spouse with a carnal mentality and then set out to not only find a spouse, but pursue one based on all the wrong reasons. And in some cases, they will set about to have the one that they want without seeking God. Then, if they just happen to get the one that they are after, they proclaim that God blessed them with them or with their spouse. After they get married, things go good for a while, or maybe not. Then all hell breaks loose. They consistently fight. The financial situations deteriorate. They cheat on each other and are totally unhappy. Soon they are in the divorce court, claiming irreconcilable differences. And as a result, a divorce is granted, and both lives are just about ruined. And in some instances, in extreme cases, violence takes place and imprisonment or death results. Now, what kind of gift was this? A spouse is provided supposedly by God and results in a marriage that turns out to be a disaster. What does that say about God? Or take the case of those that have a need for money. After all, we need money to survive. And I am talking strictly about those that have a legitimate need for money to feed themselves and or their family. Well, God provides a means for them to achieve these goals through work. Now, with all things being equal and without going into all of the different scenarios that could apply, the job is sufficient to supply all of their needs with some left over for saving. However, they see it as being insufficient because they see what someone else has and they feel cheated. So they start to pursue other means of to get more money. Now, for this particular scenario, I am not going to go into the areas of criminal activity, but I am going to use the same thing that God has provided for all of us, and that is jobs. Now, let's say the person gets a job that pays a lot more money. So to many, that is a blessing. But remember, their motive for pursuing this job is that they felt that their first job, the one that God provided, was somehow inadequate. So they start that new job and things are going just fine. They begin to get the things that they want, that they see others enjoying. And then after a while, things start going downhill as the company that they are working for has to cut back and they lose their job. Now they have to find some way to make ends meet. They are facing losing their home, their car or cars, and other valuables. They start to go to the casinos, playing the lottery and other forms of gambling, hoping to make that big score that will get them over the hump. Now, how did all of this come about? Because the gift that God provided for them was, in their mind, inadequate because it didn't provide them with what they wanted, and that was to be able to keep up with what their neighbors or other friends had. The second job, paying more money, seemed like a blessing from God, but now a disaster has taken place. Was this really a blessing? No, it was a curse. Now, in both of the scenarios presented here, and in the millions of others that take place, the subjects pursue goals based on one particular factor, and that is, they went after things based on what they wanted, and not waiting on God to provide them with additional blessings in His own time. The Bible says that God will not withhold any good thing from them that love Him. Psalms chapter 84, verse number 11 says, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly." You see, God provides all of us with the things that we really need. When we get impatient with the blessings that God provides for us to meet our needs, we then open ourselves up to receive what appears to be blessings, not from God, but from the devil. You see, when it comes to what we need versus what we want, there is a difference in who it is that will provide them. Many of us seem to think that God is the type of genie in a bottle. You just rub it and out He pops and asks, "What can I do for you, Master?" When the Bible says He will provide all of our needs and not all of our wants. When the Bible says He will give us the desires of our hearts. Psalms chapter 37, verse number 4 says, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart." It does not mean what people try to make it out to be. You see, when we delight ourselves in the Lord, then our only desires will be what is pleasing to Him and not ourselves. If you look at a gift, you will find that it is something that someone gives you without any work or request from you. You don't have to chase it down. You don't have to track it down. You don't have to look for it. You don't have to pay for it. And you don't have to risk everything in trying to get it. There are things that we see others with that we may desire, but God knows that if He gave them to us, we would destroy ourselves and others. So, He withholds them from us until such time as He knows we will be able to handle them. Take, for instance, a large sum of money. using myself for an example, it would certainly be a welcome addition to my bank account and a help in eliminating my bills. But I am content with what I have right now, knowing that God knows what He is doing. It is totally possible that if I were to get a large sum of money, I might get a big head and start acting like a total idiot, which would only serve to make people not want to be around me, or should I say, the right type of people. Anything that God gives us will be totally beneficial to us and will give Him glory in everyone's eyes. However, the devil has other ideas. First, he wants us to believe that what he gives us comes from God. Then, when it destroys us or a loved one and makes us look totally foolish, God will get the blame. Make no mistake about it. Satan is out to destroy us in our relationship with God, and he will provide us with whatever we want if it will accomplish that purpose. It behooves us that name the name of Christ to realize just what is it that we are doing when we murmur and complain about what we don't have. David even had a problem when he said in Psalms chapter 73 verse number 1, he said, starting at verse number 1, he said, "Truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart." Verse number 2 says, "But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped." Verse number 3, "For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked." We could take a lesson from David. Let those around you prosper and don't worry about what you don't have. When it comes right down to it, if you have Jesus, you really have all that you will ever need. Well, that's the end of our message for this particular session, and we got something from it. It's a nice little short message, but you know, there's a lot contained in it. Like I said, I didn't go into all of the other deeper, more dramatic details of things that can come into our lives that we would basically be thanking God for that actually came from the devil, but we call it a blessing. Like I say, you know, you go out there and gamble and you hit the lottery or something like that and you got all this money. Well, you know, the first thing that happens is, depending on where you from or where was you made this big score from, you hit it at a casino and you get ready to go home or something like that and have somebody that observes you cashing your chips in or whatever it is to make that money, and you get out in the parking lot and things and you get jumped on and robbed or something like that, or carjacked or whatever, kidnapped and probably killed or something for your money. or you know, you hit the lottery and you go to the bank and put your money in, you know, cash the thing and put your money in the bank, then the next thing you know, you got somebody holding one of your family members for ransom and they want you to go get the money out of the bank to give it to them, or they trying to find some way to scam you out of the money, or any number of things. Or naturally, then you got the other situation where, you know, you got a bunch of relatives that you ain't talked to in over 10, 15, or 20 years, and then all of a sudden new word gets out that you done made a big score and hit the lottery for millions of dollars, and all of a sudden these people come flooding back into your life and things. You be having relatives and uncles and cousins and nieces and nephews and things that you didn't know you had, and all for what? They want to get part of that money. And see all of that mess? That's basically what happens when you get rich through the devil's way of doing things. Because it's bad enough when you get rich doing a legitimate job. You know, like if you happen to be a basketball player, a sports player or something like that, you got a multi-million-dollar contract, same thing can happen too, there too. But when you got your faith in God, I can guarantee you, but he can guarantee you, there ain't gonna be too many people gonna want to be messing with you. You know why? Because anybody that's even thinking about it, God's gonna tell them, get your hands off of them. Don't you mess with them. They'll go out and mess with somebody else, but they'll leave you, pass right on over you. But you see, that's the thing about gifts. When they come from God, they good and perfect, no strings attached, no danger attached, no dark things, no injury or anything else like that occurring. That's what's a perfect gift. And even when it comes down to marriages and spouses, boyfriends, girlfriends, or whatever the case may be, you wait for God to provide the right one for you, and you ain't gonna have no problem. The only time you gonna have a problem is if you going out here trying to track somebody down because they look good or whatever the case may be. It's time out for that stuff. Anyway, so you get the picture of what I'm talking about. Well, this is Evangelist George McTyre, and I'm going to say to you and yours until we get together again for another message from the Word of God. Good day.